SiriusXM Sports presents
At the Races with Steve Bick.
Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
A very good Monday. Race fans, Sirius 219, XM 201, Sports Zone 964, if you're listening to Sirius XM online, and at our website as well, stevebick.com, and a weekend that I would have to say lived up to expectation. Not necessarily all the results you expected, but that's the fun of it. That's why we get to bet on it. That's the beauty. It's a lot to absorb and a lot of things happening straight through to turn this into a three-day weekend of mayhem. This is my nature. I'll start with the racing. And as expected, when it came to the breadth of Saturday, starting in Dubai, Doug O'Neill and the Golden Sense team, they scored at Maidan. We'll talk to Doug in the third hour. I've been mentioning him the last couple of weeks, wanting to hear about his thoughts on the experience that he's authoring. And now get to work toward the Alquaz Sprint. Very nice for Doug O'Neill. And, of course, he's also got Parsimony, and there's also the Philly. He's done very well. The thing has been a big success. So I'm anxious to talk to Doug. We'll get to him. The three-year-old scene. I mean, what else is the priority after, after the action that got the morning going, and I had to work literally till noon. I was at the desk here trying to make decisions and trying to find prices to, to work around, and it doesn't take too many good prices to, to make the weekend. And we'll get to the price. The biggest price that came in the middle of the three-year-old racing, but early in the day, earlier in the afternoon, it was Mischievous Alex, who now, from what we can tell, John Service and Chuck Zackney and the team, after more or less saying, we don't think he's necessarily a mile and a quarter horse. Well, Mischievous Alex, really good in the Gotham. And there was plenty of reason or plenty of, handicapping approach, philosophy. I used him, but I was trying to beat him. And Mischievous Alex takes control and really never let anybody into the race. And it was obvious, just obvious. Goes off a little under 2-1 and wins well. Untitled, 3 starts in 5 weeks for the Cassie Charge. He persevered and was a solid enough second, and attachment rate. And actually, Montauk Traffic, who got fancied, they came rallying late and ran okay. Race didn't, come back high in terms of figures. But it's a nice group of horses. The inclination, and we'll We'll see. There's a chance. I haven't gotten a confirmation here, but hoping that we'll get to John Service this morning. The race in Tampa, to jump down, we got to come back around with the rest of the New York action, which was really good, including Mind Control's insane, I mean, absolutely insane win. You wouldn't have given 2 cents. This is why people want to bet on the exchange, you know, why they want to bet in race, because if you believed in Mind Control at the eighth pole, you would have gotten paid handsomely. Just unbelievable. Just kept persevering and gets there. We'll get back to that. Let's stay with the three-year-olds for now. Down to Tampa, where one of the prices that we talked about going into the weekend, now, he tried Flapjack in New York, and he ran fine. He was kind of hung wide and seemed just a little short. He had to settle. He basically flattened out in the stretch. But he ran okay and is, I think, a nice horse. Not good enough to, you know, off the comeback. But King Guillermo, that was something else. And his price just, you know, that's the beauty of a full field. That, you know, that's why, you know, you get excited when you get a full field of horses. And a field of 12, and somehow King Guillermo, who was 15-1 morning line and probably should have been, you know, 20-something to 1, floats up to 50-1. $49 to 1 and change. $49.20 to 1. It just ridiculous. And Sammy Camacho takes a page from Florent Giroux and from the 11 hole. And that was the big aspect. I ended up picking him fourth instead of second as the best value. Picked Chancet and you know, thought Chancet was, you know, if he was right and if he was going to take to Tampa at all, looked like the best horse. And so Volante, you know, you got to use him, but, you know, he's going to have to pass a bunch of horses like he did to be, in this case, a solid second. But King Guillermo and the ride Sammy Camacho put on was just spectacular. And for those of you that listened on Thursday and Friday and liked the idea about him, it talked about the dam, you know, having plenty of dirt pedigree, half the Funny Duck, etc., and the fact that, you know, Guillermo was well regarded last year as a two-year-old, and if you jumped aboard, you got paid, and then some. So the story only got better, frankly, because of the Victor Martinez involvement here and his family farm in Okeechobee, Victoria's Ranch. I think he's got like 2,000 acres up there off the lake, and I should say over there, you know, off to the east, and from Tampa. And I'll have to ask him about the Swamp Festival, the cabbage, yeah, the Swamp Cabbage Festival. The celebration involved with Victor Martinez, the retired major league ball player, was just gorgeous and just so wonderful. And the teary-eyed interviews that he gave, you know, the horse named for his father, and died when he was 6 years old, 6 or 7, and it's gonna be a very nice story toward the Derby. And J.C. Avila, don't know, Avila doesn't speak English, so it's gonna be tough to deal on that front. But I'm sure Martinez will be, you know, he's an accomplished, obviously, an accomplished with the media type. And it's going to be a fun story. And I hope Sammy Camacho gets to ride for agent Mike Moran. And this Uncle Mo out of a Dixieland Van Mare, he certainly, you know, I know this is a mile and a 16th, and people are already bringing up Destin and what Todd Pletcher tried to do out of the Tampa Bay Derby with him. The thing is, if King Guillermo, if Avila was accomplished enough and knew the horse well enough to, you know, bring him back off of a, what, 90-day layoff to win this race, why can't he run well in the Derby off of this layoff, right? Yeah? Doesn't that make sense? What is it, 1, 2, 3, 7 weeks, 50 days? So it'll be interesting. Solo Volante will go forward too. The big question now that I'm sure Safi Joseph dealing with is, was it a mistake not to run last week? And I think for all the reasons that was discussed, unless your horse has run at Tampa, you just don't know how they're going. It's a different surface. And you just, it's one of the variables when you bet Tampa is just not knowing. So they'll have to regroup and they'll get one more shot with Chancet, you know, who ran, you know, just evenly and you know, ran like a horse that wasn't crazy about the footing, frankly. Of the Pletcher runners, Texas Swing ran the best, and he essentially was chasing, and he ran all right. He's going to be a little dirtied up in there, but Texas Swing from inside had to go forward under Castellano, but in the meantime, King Guillermo was just stalking beautifully, and you could tell when Sammy Camacho started to float over and was taking over from Relentless Dancer, who ran okay. Relentless Dancer ran okay, you know, setting the pace. And, you know, the race came back fast. Race came back with a 99 buyer. And so as has come, as has, you know, become the norm, Tampa Bay Derby is going to be, you know, influential, it seems, going forward. We've more and more. That's how it's climbed the ladder to grade three, from grade three status to grade two. Longest price in the 40-year history of the Tampa Bay Derby, the $100 winner. Then out to California. And Authentic, and this race, pretty much, I thought, you know, of all the races, of the three preps, it felt like this was the one that was absolutely run the way it was drawn up for the most part. Authentic goes to the front under Drayden Van Dyke and, you know, runs a steady, fast race, takes a step forward from the sham win, stretching, you know, from a mile to a mile and a 16th. Very solid. Honor AP gets back in the swing, ran very well, made a run at Authentic between the 8th pole and the 16th pole. Van Dyke turned Smith away, and Honor AP will only, you know, assuming he heads for the Santa Anita Derby, and the two of them are gonna, you know, get back together, it would seem, in the Santa Anita Derby, and then Storm the Court, who ran another forward race. So Peter Urton, for everybody that was ready to, you know, give up on Storm the Court, he ran very nicely, and then it was another handful of lengths back to 1,000 words. And as Baffert said afterward, as Authentic goes on undefeated, Authentic versus the stablemate and 1,000 words, no longer undefeated. But as Baffert said afterward, and we'll probably talk to him at the end of the morning, they learned what they were looking to learn about 1,000 words, and you will see him ridden differently back to his normal grinded out style. And this is what makes Baffert so tough. He tried to put some little more speed in to 1,000 words. 1,000 words was well established, sitting where he was, chasing the pace closer than he'd ever been. And that's not what he wants. That's not what he wants to do. So you'll see. And it seems like Baffert was hinting that he would go out of town at this point with 1,000 words for his final prep toward Derby. He picked up a couple more points, I think 5. So I think he's got 25 now. So a good placement in the next round, the mile in the 8th race, will propel him into Derby. And so as so many conversations that we had leading into Saturday, as they said, didn't need to win, but Baffert experimenting and figuring something out about him, and that they'll let him go back to running the way, his style appears, which is just grinding it out. So Authentic 98 buyer in here, and you look at this set, and this feels like a group as a whole, all four of the top finishers that are going to find their way the first Saturday in May into the starting gate. So the 3-year-olds did not disappoint. Not by any evaluation. In fact, I guess Chance It is the was disappointing, but you don't judge any horse when they go to Tampa to run, because you just don't know what you're going to get. So let me give you the lineup, and then we'll hit a couple of the other headlines. John Sadler is going to join us in this hour. Unbelievable. Third Santa Anita handicap win with a third different horse for owner Costa Hironas and his family. It's the way actually we drew it up with John White, right? That, Gift Box has to scratch, and that leaves them with Combatant. And what does he do? He runs, if not a career best, very close to a career best. He got a 98 buyer. I don't think he's ever run a 100 buyer Combatant. I always liked him. But Sadler and Costa Hironas are making a habit now of just, taking these horses, sort of like the conversation we had with Michael Hoy last week about taking ready-made horses and buying them at distribution, at bloodstock sales or privately. And he wins a thriller. Over, by the way, Multiplier hasn't gotten nearly the credit he deserves. Gary Barber, that was about as tough a day in terms of narrow beats as on a big stage. Two grade ones. Got Stormy gets beat. River Boyne, that was a really good kill rope. And then Multiplier, like 30-1, ran a dynamite race. A couple of horses on the day, in fact, a few ran too good to lose. And we'll certainly drive that point home. How about the filly of Ray Handel's, Kansas Kiss? Huh. She ran too good to lose. So anyway, the racing was tremendous. Just tremendous. Costa and John Sadler win with Flagstaff, too. They won the San Carlos. There's so much here. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got a bunch of other things to do. Police activity today in Florida, and the news will keep trickling out. with barn raids at Calder and at Palmettos, and we'll talk about that as the information trickles out. Let's take a break, though. Come right back at the races. Just getting going.
The latest racing news. It's at the races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Want an online tournament that boasts no rake, skim, or takeout with a $10,000 first prize? Here it is. Play ExpressBet Live online Saturday, March 21st. ExpressBet Live is for account holders only, with no registration or other pesky fees. Simply make a live $20 wager on one horse in 10 competition races. Earn the most and collect $10,000. Plus, there's from $1,000 to $4,000 in additional prizes. The top 30 finishers automatically qualify for the $50,000 ExpressBet Showdown. Sweep the card and earn a juicy $5,000 bonus. Don't have an ExpressBet account? Visit ExpressBet.com today and qualify for a $100 bonus. Then register free for ExpressBet Live, the best tournament value going. Play live online with ExpressBet Saturday, March 21st, and it could be your day, but only if you play. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Public Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
It's a tough journey.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
From BRL Equine, the people that bring you EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Shield, now comes Flexify HA, the most advanced scientifically based joint supplement on the market. To find out more, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880. To be the best, give them only the best. BRL Equine.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing, this is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Can you hear them talking about us, telling lies? Is that a surprise? Can you see them, see right through them? They have a shield, nothing must be revealed. It doesn't matter what they say.
I don't know if Case, I don't know if you picked it. Casey's very good at picking up at my hints and clues, so I don't know if that's by choice or just one of the recent additions that we've put into circulation. There's no way to properly provide any news until all the dust settles on the activities that may have actually started as early as yesterday in New York. But there's tons of you know, the information that from fairly, you know, close firsthand observers of FBI raids at Gulfstream West at Calder and at Palm Meadows. But there's also word of New York and Philadelphia activities. And they're really, until I suppose later in the morning when there's some formal declarations, it's pointless to just speculate. However, I mean, the fact that that there's at least, you know, confirmed activity on this front makes it obvious that it's a, you know, a widespread coordinated investigation and, you know, police action in terms of the FBI being involved. So I'm not even mentioning, I mean, mentioning names and so forth is just pointless until the details emerge. So we'll keep, I mean, it's Casey and I. So we, you know, it's just Casey and I. So it's not like we have field reporters that are just that are checking in. But as soon as somebody credible that can provide details can do so, we'll have them do that. All right. And we can also talk about, speaking of police activity, the investigation continues at Aqueduct after literally a even a better executed robbery than that in Stanley Kubrick's The Killing. In The Killing, for those of you that I sent out the link and or the movie poster to try to get people to watch it because they'll love it. It's just a great noirish. It's gritty and dirty and it's out of this world. The Killing, I think it was Kubrick's second, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Kubrick's second theatrical, you know, full-fledged production, Hollywood studio film, where Sterling Hayden and a gang rob Bay Meadows. At least two people that knew all the inner workings of the money room at Aqueduct at gunpoint, knowing that the escorts didn't have weapons, robbed estimated $250,000 that was being moved from the money room downstairs to the vaults. And you don't have to be you don't have to be Sam Spade to speculate that it's people that were, you know, very knowledgeable about the activity. They took from a cleverness standpoint, I'm telling you, it's a lot like The Killing. They took phones and the radios and literally walked out the door undetected. So NYPD is on the case, and this will make a great true crime, undoubtedly a great true crime. Luckily, nobody hurt, and the racetrack robberies are, you know, there's no shortage of them in history. That's for sure. There's tons of them. So we'll follow that story. Back to the racing. Because there was too many good spots, to be worried about the off-track elements. Let's go back to New York since we're close by, and I mentioned in that Busher, Ray handles Philly. That Kansas kiss, he put the blinkers on her last time, and it made a huge difference. And she came right back and just ran a whale of a race, only to be nailed late. And here's this was another race where if you're somebody that, you know, had experience, you know, years ago with the exchange wagering, the in-race action, Water White did not look like she was going to get there, but she kept coming, and Vargas gets her nose down. Rudy Rodriguez trains for EV Racing. This is a conveyance filly bred by Richard Forbush. And you know, there was some, I happened to, you know, hear Andy, that was, you know, that was Andy's other horse with Lake Avenue and Medean. Lake Avenue folded up shop. You know, Kansas Kiss was pressing her, and she folded, ended up actually, you know, off the board, beating 10 lengths. And Medean was dreadful. I mean, did not lift a hoof. You could tell, I don't know, an eighth of a mile in, she was not going to be a factor. She languished, but Water White was an option, Andy said, as the other, one of the other horses, and good call on that front if you used, and if it helped you, you know, we'll get to the cross country pick five, but Ray Handel deserves, and Ray, I know he won a race down in Florida, right? I think I'll handle the cash. Yeah. So, but that had to be a little tough one to take, for Ray Handel, but clearly Kansas Kiss, a filly, she's a Constitution, Parentime Thoroughbreds, and $57,000 OBS April. Nice purchase. So that was the three-year-old filly side of things, and we already mentioned Mind Control. Unbelievable. Came like he was shot out of a cannon. Unbelievable. And just continues to, you know, come to New York and succeed. Diamond King also ran very well for John Service. So John bookends the All Stakes pick four. American Anthem ran well in here. I tried America. I played American Anthem. I thought he was going to be a better price, but then it ended up going off at 3-1 as the second choice. Wicked Tricks win the skein ends. But Diamond King, Cassius King, and LC Racing, and what a nice horse he's been. That's his sixth win in 18 tries. And you know, that one turn mile works for him very nicely. A nice horse. How old is he now? 5 years old. 5 years old. 5 years old. So that was the major results in New York. And then yesterday, Crimson Frost, and what a great claim. Our friend Aaron Yagoda, Aaron campaigned her, and she was one of these high-priced claims, 62.5. And breeder Barry Oesterger plucked her, and, you know, Barry breeds, so he, you know, he thought that she'd be a nice addition to the broodmare band. She'll be even nicer now after winning the Heavenly Prize yesterday. Michelle Nevin and Manny Franco. Of course, Nevin came close in a couple of spots on Saturday as well. Back down to Tampa. We got to get Kevin Attard back on, because what can you say about Starship Jubilee? She is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Just invincible. Wins the Hillsboro. And she's not worth betting against right now. Just perfect. Earlier on that card, too, how about the Challenger, King for a Day, and Trophy Chaser? Mentioned that J.C. Avila with just a magical day as he wins the Grade 3 Challenger and wins the Tampa Bay Derby. Paco Lopez rode Trophy Chaser. who's been a nice horse, but he and King for a Day, I mean, that was a exciting race. Outburst, she got bet like there was no tomorrow, and then she went out and ran terrific. Also Castellano for Eddie Keneally. Eddie also won that Captiva Island, too, that nice turf sprinter his won. Girls Know Best. So nice Saturday for Eddie. And to fill out a couple of the other spots, we're going to talk to Ron Moquette this morning in hour two after Johnny. When Johnny, we got Beat the Host Championship to talk about. Boy, Tina hit the first race. She hit that first race with, what was it, Sunriser? At a nice price, nice enough. And I think Tina was like, I'm going to win. She was. Then she went a long stretch. She ended up hitting two more. She ended up doing all right. She ended up with $62 out of the, you know, put in 50. So she made money. But we'll go over the Beat the Host. There was a lot of good action. There was also the Ultimate Betting Challenge, and there was the Gotham Challenge. There was contest action galore, and some a lot of big money. And a lot of big mutuals that we'll dig into. Let's head to the break case so we can get right on it. I promised John Sadler we'd be prompt with him. He's got a busy morning, and we're looking forward to talking to him. And the other things to talk about at Santa Anita yesterday, Donna Veloce, very nice. Comes back, gets going. Let's see if... see if that race has been scored out. 88 buyer for Donna Veloce. And she didn't have the greatest start, but quick to recover under Flavian Pratt. I didn't mention Warren Showtime. The Calbred wins the China Doll with a run up the rail. Craig Lewis. River Boyne, I mentioned, of course, with the Kilrow. Mullins. Oh, Gamine. How about Baffert getting the very expensive Gamine into the fray just in time? She was spectacular. Into Mischief Philly, what, $1.8 million for Michael Lund Peterson? Yeah. She'll probably, what do you think? Santa Anita Oaks, which is going to come up tough. Right? I mean, Donna Veloce, Gamine, and the Baltus Philly. Right? This was very impressive. 87 buyer in her debut. So, there's the top line. I mentioned Moquette, Whitmore, four straight Hot Spring Stakes. Huge accomplishment. Just amazing. And She Dares the Devil split horses to win the Honeybee for Brad Cox. So there you go. Let's take a break. John Sadler is going to join us to get the conversations rolling on another fascinating day in the world of thoroughbred racing. Back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the five Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
DRF Sports Forum Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Forum delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsforum. Enter code DRF Sports.
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
We're back at the races.
And as we keep passing along, already after the opening and the first breaks, details continue to emerge regarding a widespread series of FBI activities that has resulted in arrests of apparently more than two dozen. It's not simply barn raids. It's much more involved than that. And there'll be a 11 o'clock press conference in New York as federal prosecutors and the FBI will detail charges. The number is 27 people. That apparently includes veterinarians as well as horsemen. And so we've got essentially an hour and change. And I'm just going to rely on the reporting of Matt Hegarty, who's already writing and involved in writing a initial piece and will further detail this. Just, you can't even, you can't call it a black eye because it's going to be much, much more than that. And again, it is not my inclination to just to start. I mean, the names are circulating and beginning to emerge. But we will wait for the specifics at 11. We do know that from the New York side of things, you've got an assistant that's been mentioned. There's speculation about others that may come as surprises. So another wild day to track here in the sport. So don't know if there's any other reason to, until we get more. Casey working on John Sadler. We'll get to John here momentarily. I hope Johnny will join us at the top of the hour. I do want to mention a very unfortunate circumstance. Clovis Crane and his family experienced a barn fire on Saturday, and there's no worse scenario in horse racing, but or in anything equine related. Don't limit it to horses. Barn fire, the scariest situation, and of course, there's so many reasons for them to happen. Frankly, it's remarkable that there aren't more. To be honest. So we'll get, I know that there's already, I saw that Maggie Kemet, who's, of course, very prominent in the association with Herring Swell and Grand Motion, Maggie was circulating a fundraising effort for the Cranes. And Clovis, very prominent in the second career training arena. So we'll give you some help on that front, try to help them and give you the details. Just Casey, no? All right, still voicemail. All right. We'll send him a quick note. All right, I just sent him a note. So going back to, I don't want to get in the middle of something with the expectation that John joins us. All right, so all right, Case, just let me know as soon as you got him. All right, I'm surprised because he sent me. I talked to him last night. We connected, so all right. I'll tell you, you're gonna have to forgive me with the volume of news that is being sent my way on a moment by moment basis as details seemingly emerging as this morning's big news story, not a racing story. We're just trying to pass some time here until we get John. How about the finals on the Derby future wager? And and the Oaks wager. I'll tell you, I'm I'm dealing with a little too many things. See, this is where, Casey, this is where, Casey, we could sure use a production assistant, to some degree. All right. The way the future pool, closed out and, the individual, all others ends up, about 4-1, as the, you know, as the lowest number, but Authentic, on the strength of that performance, Authentic ended up as the favorite 6-1. Ended up at 640. And 'tis the law, waiting for the Florida Derby, 7-1. So fairly logical. From that standpoint, 6-1 and 7-1. And then in the teens, Charlatan, 12-1. I mean, how do you, I don't know how you take 12-1, on Charlatan at this point. Casey, let's take a break here. All right. And, Sadler just tried to reach me. So take a break here, and let me see what's up with John on this very crazy morning. Back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At The Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Want an online tournament that boasts no rake, skim, or takeout with a $10,000 first prize? Here it is. Play ExpressBet Live online Saturday, March 21st. ExpressBet Live is for account holders only, with no registration or other pesky fees. Simply make a live $20 wager on one horse in 10 competition races. Earn the most and collect $10,000. Plus, there's from $1,000 to $4,000 in additional prizes. The top 30 finishers automatically qualify for the $50,000 ExpressBet Showdown. Sweep the card and earn a juicy $5,000 bonus. Don't have an ExpressBet account? Visit ExpressBet.com today and qualify for a $100 bonus. Then register free for ExpressBet Live, the best tournament value going. Play live online with ExpressBet Saturday, March 21st, and it could be your day, but only if you play. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Public Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
It's a tough journey.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
From BRL Equine, the people that bring you EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Shield, now comes Flexify HA, the most advanced scientifically based joint supplement on the market. To find out more, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880. To be the best, give them only the best. BRL Equine.
Serious.